Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design, thoughtful construction, and little details that make life in your space easier. And now they're bringing that comfort and style outside with their outdoor collection. Burrow's outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry stain-resistant foam cushions. As always, you get free shipping on every order. Get 15% off at burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay,
man, best episode yet.
No.
Du har det här
avsnittet. Yeah, I don't like these. But it's more pleasant to go through this, what I consider most boring episode yet, than to revisit Chelsea and her shit.
Ja, men du ogillar det här avsnitts konceptet av det. Och det är ju en big chunk här som handlar bara om så här, pröva klänningarna, pröva kostymerna.
Is it just me that just can't, that doesn't care?
I just can't.
Like, I don't go, oh my god, it's so beautiful. One thing, the only thing that made me react was that little fabric at the cleavage. Never cool with that. We'll see. As we go through, that's the only thing I'm just like, I do care about. Don't pick that.
You care about that.
I care about that. Don't pick that fucking piece of skin fabric, whatever.
Ja, vi kommer till det. Men innan vi kommer till det så heter jag Amat.
And I'm John.
Och ni lyssnar på Så vad händer? Yes. En grej till där vi pratar om Love is Blind. Vi går igenom alla avsnitt. Nu är vi på avsnitt 11.
But... we don't only talk about Love is Blind.
Nej,
deep dive into one thing.
Precis.
And that one thing this time is Love is Blind.
Precis. Men, vill ni se videoversionen där ni inte bara kan se oss, utan ni kan också se det vi tittar på när vi reagerar, så går ni till patreon.com/svh.
Yep.
Där finns det reklamfria avsnitt, bonusepisoder och just videoversioner och andra grejer också. Precis. Så bara läs där vilken tier man måste vara för att få the dick pics och så vidare. Nej, men det är kul. Och det är ett sätt också att bara supporta oss. Om ni tycker att ni har kul av att lyssna på den här podden, så blir vi jätteglada om ni vill stötta oss. Och om ni är broke, då kan ni också bara gå till någon podd-app som ni lyssnar på. Ge oss ett betyg, gärna 5 stars.
Yes.
Skriv kanske någon recension om ni pallar.
Best pod
ever. Allt det där hjälper oss väldigt mycket.
John's the funniest man in Sweden.
Ja. Men vi kör nu. Vi är fortfarande kvar på den här festen. Den här rätt så stela festen. Som är stel bara för att det är massa konstiga...
Yeah, man. It's like a lot of unfinished business. Ja, at this exactly. One party. Supposed to wrap it up in North Carolina. Oh, it's so awkward. Oh, he can realize that. I don't know. He knew.
Sarah Ann Ehar.
Sarah Ann Ehar.
How do you feel?
I'm just surprised she had the audacity to come today.
Oh, it's hot. You're warm.
She didn't have to come.
Det är ganska vågat faktiskt att komma efter man har gjort.
Mackenzie looking good. We didn't get to see her. Nobody matched with her, but she looked good.
Okay.
Gotta say that.
You like it? I love it.
Hit me with the old black proverb.
Jag, nej, men det är vågat av Sarah Ann att komma dit. För att man liksom, hon blir ju direkt lite utanför, I guess, när hon har gjort någonting mot Lara, som fortfarande är i the show och som är mitt tajtare med de andra tjejerna. Det är bara, hon börjar ju på minus liksom.
Yeah, but she didn't have any responsibility to Lara.
I know. Jag vet att det är Jeremy's fel, men men fortfarande technically så har hon skrivit det där DM:et där hon var, lämnade dörren öppen till en snubbe som är about to get married. That's, det är ju rätt fult. Det är fult gjort. Även om det ytterst är på Jeremys fel att agera på
Which
det.
Which would show that it ain't the right, you know what I mean? It ain't the right person. Mm. She ain't the right person for you if you're gonna entertain us.
Right. Chels dog.
Chels dog. Oh. What is wrong with him?
I'm gonna come back to you.
Great guy, right? Trevor.
Are we really gonna talk about him?
I'm not listening.
Get away from the grill. Her and I are about to have the deepest conversation of our lives.
She and I is proper English.
Sorry about the mullet.
Yeah, what the hell?
Hell.
Den här konversationen är...
Didn't give a fuck about the mullet.
Oh, yeah, bra
freeze. She probably forgot that she said that she loves mullets.
Mm. Bra freeze frame vi fick på Chelsea nu. Men... Leave it up.
Just leave it there. It's like right on point.
Nej, men Trevor måste vi prata om. Vi alluded
looks
to
more
it.
Like Mega Fox than ever right now.
vi tog upp det i några avsnitt sen om Trevor och ryktena som har florerat kring honom. Han, jag sa att jag blev lite misstänksam när han körde på sitt notebook-snack och att han så här, det kändes bara lite beräknande allting. Mm. Och det här samtalet blir bara, man ser det i ett annat ljus nu när man vet vad man vet.
Yeah, för, I was gonna say, would we have felt this way if we didn't have the information that he was he's accused of being in a full-on relationship and just trying to get some clout by coming
precis,
on the
show. Det har kommit ut ganska mycket sms och
jag, him and his lady, right?
Sist vi pratade om det så hade jag inte the full story, men nu så har jag försökt läsa på lite och det verkar som att det är alltså en tjej som han var ihop med typ innan och I guess under programmet och även efter, för det finns då text messages där när han basically har lämnat showen och han skriver direkt till den här kvinnan och att han love her och så vidare.
Left show, back home.
Mm. Och de pratar liksom, ja, men då, det är en hel del, ni kan själva, jag pallar inte läsa upp alla de här sms'en, men det är ganska mycket liksom, I'm going to marry you och så vidare, såna här grejer han skriver då till den här andra kvinnan.
Who screenshotted it like a true loyal woman.
Det är också så här, proposing, but she left me on the last day for another guy. Her name was Chelsea. Mm-hmm. Så det är lite så här,
so it sounds like it's a good friend that he has a thing for, you know. It might be one of those things where if we're still single by 30.
Nej, men det verkar som att de har varit, alltså actually haft en relation ju. Och han pratar om I love you, I'm gonna marry you. Det är ju lite mer, lite annorlunda.
But saying proposed was or someone was like, that's kind of straight up. Was the other person in on it? Is the question?
Yeah, what do you mean? Ja, ja, och alltså så här. Det verkar som att han hade haft den här relationen innan, under, efter. Mm. Men från tiden att det här spelades in för ett tag sedan tills nu när det sänds, så har den relationen tagit slut. Mm. And och då the scorned woman tänker, nu ska jag get this.
They're the worst.
Nu ska jag get them back. Och då så, I guess att det är hon som har läckt de här sms'en.
What an asshole, man.
Men, och jag såg många, jag var inne på hennes profil. Hon är också någon sån här gymbrud liksom. Jag var inne på hennes profil.
Oh, sorry.
Och det var många som skrev till, mycket kommentarer på hennes. Om att så här, bara, vi har ingen sympati för dig. För du var ju liksom en on
it. Exactly.
Men either way, så är bara, den här, allt han säger i den här konversationen. Med vetskapen att han har en tjej back home. Mm-hmm. Det är bara så här, damn vad man är. Och det goes back to the allt du snackar om.
Mm-hmm.
Du vet att det här kommer komma ut. You gotta understand it. Det kommer komma ut.
What's wrong with him?
Hur kan du, liksom så här, att ljuga på den här nivån on camera. När hela världen kommer kolla. Det är vågat alltså. Det är väldigt vågat.
Yeah.
Och han kör här. Han, du vet, han är ganska full också, Trevor. För att Jimmy är inte lika svartsjuk som alls. Som Chelsea är.
Chelsea, yeah.
Så han har ju egentligen inte värsta problemen med att de snackar. Och han är liksom så här lite kind of flirty med Chelsea.
He's playing the same game Jessica played.
Absolut, same game.
It's like he knows he's good looking. He knows he's better looking than the other person. He knows he's more
that acne, though.
Traditionally appealing. Yeah, but either going to get the big muscles and steroids and acne, or no muscles
exactly.
and no acne and clear skin.
It means anything in between, I guess. Right,
okay. You got to okay, do okay. it, man.
I understand that.
You want forehead acne or no? If you want these muscles, you got to get this forehead acne.
Pick one.
Forehead acne, too. Just like hairline acne.
Nah,
it's like it might be from his hat.
I mean, dude, and this is a dirty ass hat.
Hackney.
Tvätta hatten, so it's like better.
Wash your hat and your forehead.
Do my I face, look like bro. The same person? Is it worse?
I don't know.
Is it worse?
Well, like you saw pictures
fishing.
Of the mullet.
I creeped on you a little bit.
Did you?
Yeah, you only had like one post when I followed you. So
you were the.
So she knew what he looked like.
Second, I got my phone.
All of that, he's a beefcake and all of that.
Did you?
Yeah. Yeah. Of course. Why would I not? is this how we act?
Yeah, yeah. You're my type. And he knows
you're
that.
You're my type.
It is what it is.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Respectfully.
Yeah, yeah. Did you hear I bawled my fucking eyes out?
I'm really sorry.
No. That was a good learning experience. I learned so much. Mm-hmm. I'm glad it's Jimmy because I love Jimmy.
Yeah.
Do you?
But your decision doesn't make sense to me. That doesn't...
Det som är intressant med den här diskussionen, och vi kommer fortsätta spela den, men det är det här med att vad är the goal? Vad är the end goal med att ha en tjej back home?
Camera time.
Ja, med camera time. Då får man anta att det är det. Han vill bara bli känd, han vill få lite mer Instagram followers.
Mm.
Så med den vetskapen så är ju allting han säger här väldigt carefully thought out för att försöka positionera honom som en good guy som folk kommer vilja följa och kommer också vilja vara som att säga, you deserve love. We're rooting for you. Det är det man antar att han vill få med sig härifrån.
America's rooting.
America's gonna love me efter det här är det han vill. Så allting han tar upp här och säger måste förstås mot den bakgrunden. Även det här liksom med att jag förstår inte ditt beslut med att göra liksom, så allting. Det är otroligt fake. Otroligt fake.
Yeah. He might be the worst person on the show.
Vad sa du?
I said he might be the worst person on the show.
Ja.
I fell for two people, and
that's what this is all about.
It is.
I think I asked this question in there, but I'm gonna ask it again.
Okay.
If
I wanted a more clean,
orders were switched and I went first,
yeah,
would there be a different outcome?
There wouldn't have been, just because Jimmy and I had a conversation.
You have to say that to be a good person.
No, I know.
There's a lot of emotions.
I hope you do know, like, you were my number one up until
the last day when I wasn't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that makes it seem like
the last day I was one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Damn you.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. And you know, I care about you. And
is he on cocaine?
Like, there's no question of how I felt about you. Like, yeah. I did love you, and I do love you. I think you're amazing. And
Thank you.
And talking to you is really nice for me. I feel like life with you would be really fun, and I feel like you would give me so much love.
Nah.
And you were giving that to me.
Yeah.
And
I was glad for her that she dodged a bullet.
That comes with an engagement, but I feel like it would be really fun and easy with you. And
I'm not like an arguer.
No.
Even if I did something terrible, I don't see you like yelling at me.
Mm-mm.
I don't think
wrong. Like, wrong.
Come at each other.
Even if it did nothing at all, she's gonna yell at you.
And Jimmy and I have had some.
You been at each other's throats?
Yeah, I got a dirty martini drunk the other night.
Dirty martini drunk.
We had an argument, and I kind of bleated into him, and it wasn't fair to him. How I delivered it.
Oh, so you were in the wrong.
I was in the wrong. Well.
Yes.
Yes.
You were in the fucking wrong. She can't.
Varför kan man inte börja känna att hon var halvdel?
She wrong
yes,
in hell.
No.
She wrong in hell.
Ja. Men om man ska ge lite, skulle man ge någon form av benefit of the doubt till Trevor, så skulle det i princip, tror jag, kunna vara så att han hade en tjej innan. Eller liksom att de hade en thing going on.
Mm.
Han sa till henne att han skulle on the show. Och att det därför inte var igång relationen.
Mm.
Men sen när han kom tillbaka så ville han försöka igen med den här tjejen.
Mm.
I guess att det hade kunnat vara så.
Yeah.
Men han skriver
good guy. Sounds like a good guy to me.
I något av ett av de här sms'en så står det I talked I hope you know how much I love you and had to pretend that this wasn't real life to say anything I said. It's bad grammar. Men att liksom...
Sounds on par. What? I hope you understand that I love you and had to say... So he's saying I didn't... So he basically said I bullshit the whole time.
I'm excited for it, but more excited to get back to you after and start our life together.
I know talking. He's not going to the reunion.
Nej. Nej.
Him and Kenneth are not going to the reunion.
It wouldn't be an argument if you thought you were 100% wrong. I'm wrong.
I just delivered it horribly. It was not a good moment for me. And yeah.
And now America knows.
Hard.
That I have a.
Do you don't want to talk about it?
It's been hard to not think of you sometimes. I got everything I needed from you every single day.
Bro, bro, pause it real quick, man.
I wish you could play out.
Can you, like, you're, if there's a jealousy spectrum, you're further down the jealousy spectrum than I am.
Mm.
But I don't know how I would feel watching my girl... who's been at this party with me and knowing that this is the conversation she had with this guy that she was
dating before. Of course not.
this would be rough. If I'm Jimmy, to be like, oh, I was getting a hot dog and she was saying that I think about you from time to time while we're together.
Yeah. Yeah.
This seems like something that if I felt that way and I'm on camera, it's just not going to be said. I could be thinking it internally. But or maybe there's something about the moment that makes them just feel like I'm saying everything that's on my mind.
Mm.
But
man, they are nuts at saying it on camera. Also, I don't get it. I don't get it. De är för ärliga.
We don't need all this.
Mm. Måste ha lite filter.
Yeah. Shit.
Because like, I want to like know my brain with either outcome of like.
Yeah,
because you're attractive.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Thanks.
But like,
sorry.
Isn't she's
loving
to,
that?
Like,
yes.
If you just think the person's attractive because you really like them,
mm-hmm.
or like if you had never met them,
yeah.
would you still think they're attractive?
Yeah.
I think either way, I think you're attractive.
Thank you.
I don't believe that.
But like, it would.
No way. On a flight, you think she's cheating on him?
Yeah.
I have mine still.
Deep. You want to set? We need the app. Listen, Jimmy, I'm thinking of your fiance.
Crossing the line, buddy.
Yeah, it is crossing the line. Yeah, Jimmy gonna beat his ass.
Oh, he deserves to get his ass beat. But man, that's a command. Remember, suit my Trevor come and take it.
Yeah,
take him. Take
come
him out.
Over there, get your ass. Trevor would pick him up.
Too. Well, what if Austin? What a cheater! What was it, Amanda?
Oh, cheaters. The guy, his girlfriend is getting, they finally find them, and she's in the back seat of a car in the park.
Getting
smashed down, fogged up windows. He interrupts it. The guy, she's wearing the guy's shirt. Like, she's undressed, but then she puts on the guy's shirt to cover herself up. The dude comes out of the car with just underwear on. And knocks him out cold where he's laying on the ground. And one of the last words that said on there is she says, I can't believe you got knocked out. That's that babe, I can't believe you got knocked out. And the dude stands over him flexing after he knocked. They both bad fighters.
That's a rap.
He stands over him flexing after he gets a lucky punch and knocks him out, and the dude's laying on the ground. Oh,
that's a wrap.
While the guy who was smashing your girl is standing over you flexing. Nice. That has to be the worst feeling in the world. It's got to be up there.
Yeah, you must have murdered him.
But if you have to choose between spending the rest of your life with Chelsea or getting knocked out in the park by the guy who smashed your girl.
I'm getting knocked out today.
I'll take the embarrassment of being on national TV and getting knocked the fuck out on Cheaters.
Okay.
Are you okay?
I'm great.
I feeling comfortable, Jimmy. I would like a kiss on the cheek.
You want one?
Yeah, yeah. Come on.
Jimmy cool, man.
Wow.
My angel came to save.
They had to choose that angle. They don't need all these producers. These
horny producers.
They horny, man. They loving some AD. Yep.
I know. Every single time I look over my shoulder, you're being affectionate.
Kissing a guy or something.
Look, flower print.
And I'm talking to his wife about our relationship together.
Have you met our strongest couple right now?
Hey.
Look at Jimmy with his dumb shit.
Do you want to say it?
Don't. No, you can't say they're the strongest couple.
You gonna say you are?
No, can't say it.
Okay. What do I say?
How do you think that makes me?
Maybe.
Look, he giving her a slice, a piece of her own medicine. Mm. A taste of her own medicine.
You're getting a little red. Just a little.
It's okay. It could be worse.
It's okay.
She buys all of her dresses at the furniture store.
No, it's not.
I'll take the pattern, the tablecloth pattern.
Like, I thought up a hard argument.
As you say.
I mean, also at the hot dog at the same time. Fucking hot dog breath.
And he says he's messing with her. I don't know, man.
I said I'm messing with her för att också för att säga, det här du var så kär i mig när vi bråkade, så I'm giving it to you now.
Uh-oh.
Yeah,
that's
saying for me to think, right? No. Don't be mad.
He is not mad.
I'm not mad. I'm just messing with you, I promise.
I was just being goofy.
Look, she wants it to be a thing.
Little insulted.
Little insulted.
I know. If you're joking, then that's fine.
Of course I was kidding. I would never say that out loud being serious.
She just did.
Especially like, who I said it to. Okay. I would never say it out loud.
You did, though.
This is the worst.
I'm interested. Give you a little shit for it.
How was it?
Good, Jess.
It was good. I'm glad.
I'm really glad.
Det var weird interaction överlag. Och nu kommer vi till en annan weird interaction. Det är alltså Jeremy och Laura. Hon drog ju, I guess. Hon sa att hon var out efter hans hang in the alley med Sarah Ann. Och nu, de har inte pratat... De har inte pratat sen dess. Lite text messages bara, men nu ska de ju liksom ha a good, healthy discussion.
Yeah, get some closure.
Pretty upset with some of the things that was said.
Let them know, Jinx.
And I said I wanted to try. I was 100% ready to try. So I text you. I asked for your address so I can send you some flowers. And I felt like I just kept getting like...
What do you
responses.
Want?
When I tell you I'm going to send you something, or when I tell you, or I ask you how you're doing, and one of the first responses I get is, it sucks to know that your name changed from fiance to just Jeremy in my phone.
I don't seem offended.
Like, well, that really sucks to fucking hear that.
I politely declined to give you my address and said no thank you, because flowers is not what I'm looking
that.
For.
No, I'm going to disagree with that. You politely declining is you, we're going to disagree with that.
I
one.
Said no thank you. And I
you
even
did,
misspelled
you did not
it.
Say, you did, okay.
Pull the text up, right?
Verkligen, pull the text up.
Yeah.
Vad var det jag skrev? Var det no thank you eller var det någonting rude?
He's in his feelings. Man. He really wants to be, he wants to be accepted, like he wants to be forgiven and not go through any pain of accountability. Because all he did was talk, that's all. Until 5:30 in the morning, make his girlfriend feel insecure. But, you know, that's it.
jag hatar när man har så arguments över någonting som så enkelt kan bevisas.
Yeah, just look it up.
Pull it up then.
She should have pulled it up. She probably deleted
I'm tired of you doing this bullshit where you take things and you flip it around to try to make like it's something it's not. Okay. You don't know me. I am
clearly.
Me. I've been authentically me since day one when we met in the pods. You, on the
I'm
other
not
hand,
trying
are
to have...
a con artist.
Okay.
You have feelings for another person that you don't know how to process.
He killed
you
them
don't
all.
Know how to communicate your feelings or much of anything, and you're going to flip it around on me yet again.
I did come into this with the best intentions.
Well, I definitely don't fucking believe that.
Why don't you believe that?
With the best intentions? You think you came in here with the maturity level you need to have a marriage, to fully commit to someone and protect their heart and protect them in your relationship? You think you were prepared to do that? No.
Seems like he's thinking about it for the
he's
first time.
He's ate up in these arguments. Yes.
He is no match for her, man.
Nej.
She got black friends. He should get black friends instead of fucking trying to
Nej, men han har
ruin social settings.
Han har ingen chans i de här konversationerna.
She's too quick with it and she's snippy in general. You can't fuck with her.
Och hon har rätt på att säga overall.
Yeah, that too.
Say I had, like I owned what I did. Have I not said that repeatedly?
Saying it and owning it is two different things.
3 days later, and then you're confused why I don't meet you with joy and happiness.
Thank you.
What happens in your head?
My head is not finished. I didn't get my latest upload.
We're clearly not going to have a civil conversation about this. That's fine.
Okay. I'll come get the rest of my shit tomorrow.
I already packed it up, so it's already ready to go.
You already packed up my shit?
He's great. A neat freak.
I don't know what
of course
you
he did.
Expected from this conversation. You made your mind up a week ago.
I didn't.
As far as I'm
concerned. Didn't.
Agree to disagree.
I'm not going to agree on shit. I disagree with you on that.
That's great. She got,
everybody can feel the tension between
she
us.
She had her last line
at this point, and can
loaded.
We at least just put it aside for today?
When I agree to disagree, Humba, I'm not going to agree to anything. I disagree.
So you're agreeing
that's what
to
it
disagree.
You fucking idiot.
He hasn't gone through that yet, man. He didn't get his latest Matrix upload.
Det är så när man pratar med ett barn och de vill få sig sista ordet till varje pris.
Oh, well, well, I do. Well, no, you are.
I'm not agreeing to disagreeing to agreeing. Stupid.
Because I do want to try and have a good time with the people that are around here.
Why the fuck is that your concern? Your engagement just ended. It's absurd. You are not a man. You're not man enough for me. You've never fucking have been, okay? End of story. Do whatever
the fuck
you want. And
then he laughs and childish.
That's fine.
The narcissism is literally nauseating. I wish you the best.
Same.
Go kick rocks with open-toed fucking shoes.
That was her second time using that line.
What was it?
As a comedian, you know what I mean? Not in the same show.
Jag visste inte att det var
underground. Yeah, she says it to them earlier. She says, kick rocks barefoot, which is a better line, a better version of it. So if you're going to use that punchline, I say save the stronger version of it for later.
Okay.
Just as a
comedian.
As a comedian.
Mm.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Sen har vi ju AD och Sarah Ann.
For the first time, I got annoyed with AD.
Okay, why? Vill du säga det innan eller under eller efter?
Probably during. We can go
okay. Det som jag tycker är roligt med den här konversationen är bara att den är falsk på ett sätt som känns.
Yes. That som too. Känns,
jag
that
vet
too.
Inte. Okej, nu generaliserar jag. Det blir stereotypiserar jag. Men den är falsk på ett sätt som det känns som att bara kvinnor emellan kan vara. Typ. Alltså, män som ogillar varandra. Det blir mer bara så här. De kommer säkert inte prata för det första. Eller de pratar, men det kommer sluta snabbare i ett så här.
Men
här är det så kul. Det är roligt när man kollar på den här konversationen. Hur in i det sista, till och med typ när AD till slut ställer sig upp och ska gå, hur de båda försöker insistera på att säga, no, it's no beef, I'm not mad,
yeah.
I'm not upset,
I'm happy, I'm happy.
You can't stand that bitch. Alltså liksom
yeah. It's AD that's being faker right there.
Ja, jo, fine, men jag tycker båda det. Ja, vi kollar
the DM that you sent to him.
Yeah.
She said it like, girl, give me the juice.
It's a little outlandish to tell a man who just got engaged that if the door's still open.
In this scenario, no. And not to interrupt you, in this scenario, no. Because
you interrupted
on purpose. I'm well aware of the situation.
Hold on, I didn't finish my question. Please. Asking a man that you know is fully engaged, just went on a whole getaway with a woman, and he did not choose you.
Yeah.
And then to DM him and say, is the door still open? My question is...
I didn't say,
She said, the door is
my
still open.
My question is, did Jeremy leave the door open for you and him?
Yeah. It's the way that he tried to stumble around, like, I just don't know.
Sarah, shut up. He left the door open.
She's acting like she's getting the juice.
Ja, men det skiftar ju ibland är det lite förhörigt. Mm-hmm. Ibland är det som att säga, let's get the tea.
Mm-hmm.
Så det skiftar lite fram och
but
tillbaka.
But she's judging her. She's already judged her, you could tell.
Yeah.
And Sarah Ann, it seems like she's trying to place where she has her.
Because
am I supposed to give you the tea if you're just going to hold it against me? Are you trying to understand me? Or are you trying to confirm your biases? Mm. I'd be defensive too. Especially when she's interrupting and she's already misquoted something.
Det är clear att hon försöker hold it against you. Alltså hon öppnade ju hela samtalet med att säga,
but then she's like, girl, did he? Like that. It's like, she's trying to act like it's...
Men det är ju, alltså hon är ju in, som sagt, Jeremy är den som har ansvar för relationen. Så han är den ytterst den skyldiga. Men folk gillar ju in general inte liksom the other woman eller the other man. Så right. Man kommer, även om det inte är ens ansvar för relationen, så kommer man ju ändå få skit. Så mycket vet man om man är en vuxen person. Så att hon borde ju fatta här, Sarah Ann, hur det lukt att du ställde den där DM till honom och hängde med honom till fem på natten.
Especially when y'all hung out in the with the ladies hung out together.
Ja, so much liksom, du vet how it looks.
One more thing before we get started. Sandra brought something up that was interesting that I want to share. She said AD has been getting signals from her man that he might have fidelity issues.
Mm.
So she's also dealing with that. She's bringing that energy into this conversation too.
Oh, do you think that's one projicera lite
kanske? Yes, yeah, definitely. That was the word Sandra used too, projicera. That is a little bit like, could this be me? Fuck the side chick shit. So I could be in it too.
Yes.
In what way, from your perspective, did he?
Because my relationship with him is different than anyone else's, right?
For sure.
So over the period of time in the pods, I got to know him as a person.
And
the way that he made me feel and all of that. And also, I voiced that to him, how he made me feel.
Yeah.
So I can read him. I knew. The way he said it, I mean, the way he broke up with me, right? He was like, I don't want to do this. Like, I just... You know, like, I just...
We'll definitely see each other later.
I guess really it's just a feeling. Like, that's how it was. And then, like, I didn't do what I know I should have done, which is, are you sure? But I didn't want to be, pick me. Right, and I'm not going
to
convince...
Nobody wants to be a pick me.
I'm not going
to
convince a man
naturally,
to be with me.
Naturally.
Like, if you want to be with me, pick me.
Yep.
So,
and he didn't pick you.
That's why I didn't
tell
him how he made me feel.
He did.
Like, hey, you blindsided me. I didn't tell him, hey, this is how I feel about you. And, you know, like, that was the end of it. And now I wish I had have said something. Like, hey,
should have said you're going to choke.
Is that really your choice? Because he told me, he was like, I wish you maybe had have asked me that. He's like, because maybe it would have been different.
Shut up.
Men om man har sagt det så är det också så.
Yeah.
Hur skulle du basera ditt beslut på?
But when did he say that? He said he never responded to her.
Inte som vi fick se, men det här är ju någonting som kanske han sa i bilen, som han
maybe,
sa på programmet, men de klippte bort. Men att så här, att han säger till henne, I wish, jag önskar att du hade frågat mig, are you sure? För det kanske hade ändrat mitt beslut.
What? Yeah.
Om, alltså, jag menar, hur fragile är ditt beslut på att förlova dig om det krävs bara en motfråga, are you sure? Så bara, I guess I'm not sure.
Yeah. She probably helped him. Like, avoid a bad marriage.
Mm.
Oh, she saved Laura.
So moving forward,
correct,
to last weekend.
That I do want to talk about. I was out drinking for 3+ hours with friends.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, he's there. Mind you, I've never met this man in my life, right? And we have a full connection. So, sure enough, we had a conversation. I got a lot off my chest and finally got to say exactly what I needed. And it was closure for me, right?
So he sent her his location.
Oh, he dropped me off later that evening. And he was not in my apartment.
Yeah.
And I will stand by that till the day I die. Well, I did not cross the line with him, and I did not let him in my house. We were talking.
How'd it end?
He came.
He dropped me off and I went inside and we didn't chat because I told him, I was like, here's the thing. I was transparent with him too. I was like, you need to figure that out with Laura. I'm not going to be in a love triangle. It's like, you know, like the end of the day, like you need to figure that out. And he's like, I'm going to. And then we ended it there.
But is there any way that I can present that Jeremy and Laura are engaged?
That's the thing, is I was told that he's, you know,
tell me, go make it make sense. Yeah. What did he tell you? What did he tell you?
He told me that he's breaking everything off, and I was like, okay.
So from the moment they got to...
Här vet man, här är det också verkligen så he's say, she say situation, yeah. För att man kan inte lita på att det Sarah Ann säger heller necessarily stämmer.
No.
Liksom, hon påstår att han har sagt att han ska break it up. Det kanske han har sagt, men han kanske inte har sagt det. Eller så har han sagt någonting som alluded.
Something, yeah,
det är
bara
så svårt att veta.
She
liksom.
Be, they needed to, we need cameras everywhere at all times.
Verkligen, verkligen.
Come on, Netflix.
I were under the impression that they were not engaged.
From the moment that they got back to Charlotte, I was
you
under...
You were under the impression...
No.
So you knew they were engaged.
I knew they were engaged.
The DM.
Correct.
And you just...
This is the judgment.
Sent the message, but the message, and I can tell you what it said, was,
I saw it. No, I read it.
Well, and then you know in the message that it was thanking him for the experience, and if anything changes, then I would love the chance to get to know you. And I felt like that was a very, like...
I think it's a tame message, too. What do you think?
No. It's not a tame message. What are you talking about?
Thank you for the experience. If things change, holla at your boy.
Nej. It's the you inappropriate for... The, this is sad. Det är två veckor kvar. Mm. 9 dagar, 10 dagar när de kommer ut därifrån. The respectful thing.
4 weeks left, right? When they come back from the...
Regardless.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Two weeks.
Okej, så 2 veckor säger vi. De kommer ut ur programmet. Mm. Hon vill låta den här snubben veta att jag är fortfarande intresserad. Vad är the respectful thing att göra? Är det att skicka det meddelandet medan han fortfarande är ihop med sin fiancé? Eller kan hon vänta 2 veckor tills programmet är slut och då kommer hon veta, blev det marriage eller blev det inte marriage? Och då skickar det. Då kan hon skicka, ah, de gifte sig inte. Guess what? Jag är här, jag vill prova. Det är så man gör.
I agree with you in a normal setting. But in this situation, that everything's been fast-paced and you can, probably, it sounds like from what people describe, they feel like they've exited a relationship.
Mm.
And they don't have closure, which is why they have these conversations you wouldn't normally have. You wouldn't go sit down and talk to your ex like that. You know what I mean? So it's like, I think in the situation, it might feel normal to be like, have all this shit on your mind and send out this DM.
Men det
like,
DM är ju fine. Om det är thank you for the experience. Okej, okay, fine. Men att hålla upp dörren, if anything changes, det är ju inte fine när han är ihop med en annan.
I agree, liksom. But I do. I agree, but I understand.
No.
Does that make sense?
Men du tycker AD gör fel som judger for it?
Yeah, she's judging her and then she's acting cool with her while she's judging her and trying to like, it's almost like she's trying to get her to say something or like try to get her to...
Sarah Ann's dumb ass should know better. Du fattar väl vad som pågår i den här konversationen?
Yeah, it does seem like Sarah Ann's dumb. She's also a Trump supporter, so fuck her.
Message.
I hear you, but I think that's kind of crazy, Sarah.
I'm sorry. And I appreciate your opinion, but also,
I haven't
too,
said
like,
my opinion. I think it's really...
Well, you
who wins in a fight?
Which is, or wild.
So don't finish my sentence, or can I? You know she's engaged to this man and not giving them a fighting chance.
There's the judgment.
If a man stepped out, that's not my fault. That's his fault.
He did not choose you.
Okay.
So for you to then circle back when he made his choices.
Yeah, I didn't fight for him in the pods, and I probably should have.
Well, you didn't.
Like a really piece of shit person, but I can tell you that I maintain the fact that I was not with ill intent.
At the very end of the day, you knew that they were engaged.
I did. I did know, but I also, again, my feelings deserve to be heard.
I'm not here to interrogate you, but
I feel like you are interrogating me.
She's
though,
right.
Kind of, you know.
Yeah, if you're interrogated, that's on you, baby.
Is it?
No.
Nej, men det är 100% en interrogation. Yes. Så mycket kan vi väl skriva under på. Men jag
is it warranted?
Yeah. Ja, det är kind of. Yeah, it's warranted. Yeah, hon just... försöker look out for hennes kompis och ta reda på.
And figure out, you know, the logic behind the side piece.
Exakt. Så jag tycker det är warranted.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, it's clear to me that you definitely have vengeance for me.
Girl, I don't give two shits. You're not fucking my man, so I don't care.
Hopefully.
I don't have any bad blood with you or anyone else for that matter.
We don't have any bad blood.
Like, I'm just trying. I've always liked you a lot, and you know?
Okay.
What's going on right now?
That's weird, man.
I think it's weird.
I don't understand
Sarah
women. Every woman's like that.
I
didn't like the way AD. It's not your business anyway. Let Laura have the comment if she wants to. How are you more angry than Laura about their relationship? And it's over.
Oh, yeah, precis. Det är ju liksom...
What she need to get to the bottom of it for?
Nej, och det så mycket kan jag hålla med om att det är så här, inte... Jag tror inte... Alltså, hade jag varit på en så här, fest, jag hade hellre tillbringat den med the people I like.
Exactly.
Än att försöka ta reda på the facts i en relation som redan är slut. Alltså, det är bara onödigt, men that's just me.
She's trying to hold her feet to the fire, which drives them together, and then Sarah Ann and... Jeremy, go off together.
Precis, de... Hon är pissed nu.
Over there. Them over there looks insane.
Like, this is bullshit, and I'm not gonna sit here. Like, everyone...
Why she dressed like a field test, girl?
I'm not gonna sit here and be treated like a piece of shit. I know my heart. My intentions were not to hurt anybody. Ever, ever. They were never to hurt anybody. That's never what I wanted to do.
He's saying nothing.
But, you know... And I'm not going to be interrogated by women that should worry about their own goddamn relationship. Worry about your own shit. Why are you worried about me? The message was not bad, in my opinion. Did you think it was bad?
I didn't think it was bad.
Okay.
I didn't think it was bad.
And if that swayed your opinion in any way, shape, or form, then you're in the wrong relationship in the first place.
Exactly. She's just taking what was hers.
Like, they're painting me out to be this person that I'm this... floozy that goes after men that are engaged. I'm a realist.
You're not that person.
But you are
you are exactly that
I
person.
I wouldn't say
though.
You're a floozy. Maybe we don't call you a floozy.
Okay.
But you're a person
scratch
that went
floozy.
After yeah, you can scratch floozy, but you went after a guy that's engaged. It's literally what you
no,
did.
That's good. You're trying to paint me. No.
No,
you
have painted yourself as this.
So much a part of this is anybody fucking else.
100%.
And I had real feelings. And they
man.
Are valid.
Hey, this, I'll follow pause real quick, man. This is so much of... this is so much of, like, let's fuck. It's like, he's just like, uh-huh, get off. Okay. Yeah, what else?
Can we get to the jet ski part?
Can't do my dick out.
To realize like. The truth about it. I sent that message well before you got back because of how I felt when I got back. Like, it had...
It's when you throw in a compliment, right? You're so fucking hot right now.
I 100% agree with everything you're saying.
I've been 100% true to myself, true to who I am.
I'm glad
fully,
you
I
did.
I fully embraced the experience, right? I fully did exactly what I needed to do.
Compliment
for
time.
Me,
you gotta throw
for
a
the
compliment.
Reason that I came here, which was to meet the love of my life, not to
I'm
make
here.
Fucking friends. I have great friends. I don't need these people.
So then why are you worried about what they're saying right
because
now?
Because it hurts, Jeremy. It doesn't matter who you are. I don't want to be painted out to be that person because I'm not that person.
You're not that person, and I know that.
Now I have to deal with all of these women on my own, and I'm not. That's fucked up.
What?
I understand that.
Who's the real enemy?
I'm a little bit more robot-like. I understand that.
You know, I was hurt. And to say that I shouldn't send a message or that my feelings aren't valid or that the conversation shouldn't happen at a certain specific time, that's not life. If it was, then love would never happen.
What?
It's never perfect.
What?
What are you talking about?
She's a dummy, man.
En pet peeve av mig, det är det här med att validate, att folk som alltid till varje pris måste validate their feelings. That's not how life works. Du kan inte alltid få dina känslor validated at all times.
Damn.
Och att ingen real ska talk. Sen få judge you for it. Validate your feelings though, men vi kommer judge you for it.
Somebody
kanske
thinks
ibland
you're a floozy.
Om du gör det på fel sätt.
Yeah, somebody might think you're a floozy, man.
Jag hatar folk som ska sätta sina egna känslor above allting annat. Att bara, ja men jag kände det som jag kände, så vad skulle jag göra?
So true, man. It's real talk. I sound like I'm trying to fuck you.
It can be difficult.
Real talk.
It can be so beautiful, and it's like I wasn't about to sit here and allow myself to not say exactly what I needed to say for myself. And I'm not sorry. I'm not sorry.
Good.
I'm not sorry about
I
that.
Finish what we started.
Sorry. I don't regret talking to you. I do not regret that at all. I've said that multiple times in front of other people to Laura. All of that to say.
To Laura.
I would like made a blowjob decision in the pods. And I think you know that at this point. I had every indication in front of me that you and I should have done this together. Every feeling, the things that we talked about.
Okay.
Like, my emotions towards it.
This would have played out so differently.
I know it would have.
What do we do now?
Of course it would have played out differently. That's so stupid.
Let's do
okay.
it. Let's do it. Fuck it. Let's do it. I'll do it.
All right. I'll do it.
Are you doing okay?
Water is not good for my system.
The guy is not deserving of anyone's attention.
As they get in, Jessica
had him. Jag hade Netflix being messy eller bara, jag vet att Laura kommer hata de här kommande sekunderna, men jag älskar den här supercut här mellan Laura står där och gråter och är hurt och ledsen, och sen these two som bara är på jet skis having the time of their life. That's gotta suck to see.
They're just hoping for a shark attack.
Do I respect Sarah Ann? Not so much. Do I think that she was right in her fucking actions? Not so much.
Oh.
Are we kicking off?
But it's like, he's the one that made a commitment to me. He's the one that got down on one knee and asked for my hand in marriage. He's the one that was supposed to protect my fucking heart. And he hasn't.
Bye.
He never chose me. He never cut things off with her.
And in the background.
And I should have known it. He should have been turned to begin with. He should have never involved me in the situation.
I understand where I was wrong on some things. I'm willing to admit my faults. But if I'm not going to get any sort of grace or any sort of understanding, what am I fighting for?
It's time to
move on with our lives.
Spoiled brat, bro.
I will.
Evil laughter.
He's a spoiled brat, man. Spoiled rich kid vibes.
Yeah.
Definitely spoiled.
Grace. The word of the
throwing
season.
Throwing it around,
The word of the season. Yeah, grace. Sen så efter den här då festen wraps up äntligen, så är det lite en serie dates. Det är Chelsea och Jimmy som gör någon form av isskulptur.
Are we gonna watch that?
No.
I was gonna say, god damn, please no.
Nej, vi behöver inte se det. Det är Johnny och Amy. Johnny verkar vara fett konfundersam. Han verkar inte ha fattat vad vasectomy var för någonting. I did some research. And man bara, alltså, dog, du...
he's like, holy shit, I'm not doing that.
Man bara, vad, hur är det med det sex här, alltså?
He said it too, like, we didn't learn that at sex. I was like, no, I live in Sweden, no, I can't have this.
Sen är det liksom allas kompisar.
I just thought they just put it in a bow.
Ah, precis, tie in a tube.
But they just cut, I don't even know, it's not even 100%.
Så... Sen har vi allas kompisar och familj. De testar sina klänningar.
Yeah.
Du sa det här med att du... Ska vi säga, det var, vad heter hon? AD's klänning som hade det där tyget.
It was two people that
did. Var det? Two people.
Okay. AD's had... I didn't like the fabric that they have at the cleavage.
Nej, och det var också för det skulle vara så skin-colored. Mm-hmm. Men det var inte ens hennes hudfärg. Så det blev bara så helt poänglöst.
It's like a mesh-looking thing. I don't like it.
Men ja, de flesta har ju de här reaktionerna där de kollar på sig själva i spegeln och bara så här.
I'm gonna get married. I never thought this day would come, even though I knew it 4 weeks ago. That it might was.
That's beautiful. It's gorgeous.
That's the second dress, right?
I true that.
Because her first dress had that brown. No, that's the one. That's the one. That's not even the one she chose. Yeah, right. I don't like that brown stuff in the middle. Spilled chocolate milk.
Det finns två saker. Det finns två saker. Och det här, jag säger inte att det här är liksom att jag har rätt i den här frågan. Det bara finns två saker jag kan relatera till så lite som this. Alltså så här, standing in the mirror, gråtandes för att du ser dig själv i en brudklänning. Eller alltså, I guess du ska, brud, vad fan kallas det? Min kostym liksom. To cry at that moment?
Yeah, in your tux. First time I wore my Air Force uniform, I looked in the mirror. I never
you did not. Oh, you better not have, also.
It's a tie! Det här ribbons.
Nej, men det känns som att det är så himla mycket i den reaktionen, så verkar det vara som att det är så himla mycket så här, I made it, liksom. I'm finally getting picked. Men kul för dem. Det här tyckte jag var bara en random scen som jag tyckte var rolig.
Feeling I'm about to walk down
and see Mrs. McIntyre.
Yes. Kolla Johnnys kompisar. En jättelång, en jättekort. Och kolla på vad hans kompis gör, hans chest bump.
So ready for that?
Yeah.
Right?
It's wild.
You got your homie, you got your girl.
Exactly, that's my homie, it's best friend.
Like, I don't know, Royce. Sorry, boys. Jack.
Kind of got a new best friend. I'm right.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
That's what we love to hear.
What happened?
Did you not see the chest bump?
It's gonna be. Sorry, boys, but kind of got a new best friend. I'm right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Chess, I thought they did a bump chest.
Now you're an assist.
Okay. Hey, man. I've never done. I don't think I've done
it
in my life.
What on your house thing?
Hey, what's up, Amon? Can I touch my heart with my right fist?
Okay.
I don't call that a chest bump. That's why I was confused. Okay.
Well.
Chest bump is when you dunk on somebody.
Yeah.
But I think it's gonna be good. I'm like at a good point right now where I feel good. I feel like I got so much stronger with
it's
you.
Diarrhea the mouth, bro.
Like, you know, I'm also thinking like, you know.
I'm gonna take a hard ni som inte tittar så är alltså
can't tell by Clay. The black voice. That's
Clay
not feminine.
Och vad heter hon? AD.
AD.
Listen, you rock with me, I'm gonna take you to the moon.
Yeah, yeah.
I promise you.
To the moon.
To the moon.
Right there.
Her eyelashes are hiding her eyeshadow.
You ready for that? You ready for the ride?
Strap up.
Period.
Strap up.
I just gotta get my seatbelt on.
Two words Johnny never uses.
Din bästa spaning under den här säsongen har varit hur många av dem pratar som social media comments.
Mm-hmm.
Det har varit din bästa spaning, för det är verkligen jarring.
Yes.
Det är väldigt, man ser det bara väldigt tydligt att så här, alla de här uttrycken som används jättemycket, it's giving, period. Alltså det,
yes. Period.
They love it.
Yeah man, this is, we all. That's what it says.
Det här är första gången, bara en snabb shout out till Amy här.
I always knew 27, like something.
Oh lord.
First of all, hon inte ser frumpy ut.
Yeah.
I kind of actually like this outfit.
I feel like I've had so many signs throughout this whole process.
Så
the fire was green. I thought that was good.
Sen så går ju Chelsea och Jimmy, de har en riktigt bra date på Tivoli.
Rent it out the fucking theme park. I've never heard of that park either.
Och sen så sitter de här på middagen. Vi lyssnar på hur konversationen går då, när avsnittet avslutas.
I don't know how they got here.
Oh my god.
There's no way I would be here.
So cute. Look at the charcuterie.
Love is wine. You saw I said that on the bottle.
Cheers.
This is our last date before the wedding.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
How are you feeling?
I have a problem.
I feel like some days it's hard. For both of us.
Yeah.
Sometimes we like test each other and you know, that's the whole point of this process. And
is it?
I'm really envisioning like, can I see myself being with him for the rest of my life? And I've asked myself that quite a bit throughout this process. When you proposed and before you proposed, you know, every step of the way I've always checked in with myself, and today I feel really, really, really good.
Oh my god.
Pretty tough argument. Like a week ago. But I loved you so much, and I have no doubt in my mind that you're my person.
You didn't say it right.
I put my best foot forward.
I figured you'd give me nothing.
Are we gonna get married? Because I haven't even got a grasp of where you're at.
What? What happened? She fucked Trevor, huh?
Where are you at with
what?
Being able to give an answer?
We're still friends.
So we're still friends with that bitch.
Oh my god.
What's going on?
They have to be fucking with us. They have to be fucking with us. This is like when they make you think somebody said no at the altar. You know what I mean? Mm. It's got to be that type of thing. This is... If this man... How does he not run away?
No.
They told him in the song. In the last episode. What's he doing, man?
Okay, so vi tar och funderar på vilka par vi tror på. Vilka tror du kommer att säga ja först och främst?
Jimmy shouldn't make it to the altar. But if they go to the altar and they ask, I think he should say no. But he probably won't. It depends on this conversation. If this thing turns into another argument, you've had four now. You know what I mean? In 4 weeks, that's one a week? You're going to go through that for the rest of your life?
Tyvärr tror jag att de kommer gifta sig.
Okay.
Jag tror det.
Okay.
Alltså, obviously så borde han inte. Men jag tror att han är, jag vet inte, för what it...
Okay, we can say this. Married, they say yes, but they don't make it to the reunion.
Oh?
That's what I can see happening.
Okay. Vilka mer par har vi då? Vi har Johnny och Amy.
I think AD and Clay are going to get married and make it to the reunion.
Mm.
I think Johnny and Amy are going to get married and make it to the reunion.
And that's it?
There's another couple. They're broken up already. Jeremy.
Precis, vi torskat två par redan. Laura och Jeremy. Yeah.
And Kenneth and
Brittany.
Brittany.
Så vi är redan två par på minus innan vi ens har kommit till the altar. Mm. För det kanske faktiskt blir alla tre par.
I don't believe. Okay, I'll say it could be three marriages. It could be three yeses. But it's not going to be three couples at the reunion. There is no way that Jimmy can stay with this woman a year unless she goes away immediately to some therapy for 3 months at least. Intense ayahuasca-involved therapy.
Mm.
She needs the spirits of the fucking of drugs.
Då behöver vi lägga henne på den här Shutter Island.
Yeah.
Kliniken. Bara liksom... Whatever that was in that film, but put her there.
Just put her in there. Let the ghost take care of it, man. Tie her up and let the ghost go to work, man. She's gonna come back out just reasonable as shit.
Yeah. We remember extreme measures.
You think all three couples make it to the... Who's at the reunion together?
Amy or Johnny Boudou or that Clay.
Yeah, that'd
I was
be
like,
there.
Clay.
But
AD
Amy's gonna be
also.
She's Amy and Johnny have a baby and they're gonna be on their second child, but she's gonna be pregnant with their second kid by the reunion.
Still haven't had sex. Somehow.
My Puerto Rican side.
Men Clay och AD är svårt. Jag hoppas verkligen på dem. Jag håller tummarna för dem. Men det är mycket tid nu från att programmet wrapped till the reunion där han som han haft på sig att kunna cheat. It's a lot of...
No, I don't think cheating's a deal breaker for her.
Huh. Yeah, true.
I think if he does it one time thing, I think they can work through it.
Oh, yeah, okay. Men jag tror att jag hoppas alla fall.
He seems more of a workaholic too.
Ja, jag hoppas alla fall på dem. Och sen ungefär så. Vi får se, hörni.
Johnny and Amy, I would be shocked if they don't get married.
Ja, för då har man liksom inte fått någon ledtråd till. Det enda de har haft, det enda lilla, det är ju det här med det fucking birth control.
Mm-hmm. He might have died from boredom.
Mm.
That's the only thing.
I'm like all about her, so...
They might have just together been like bored.
Mm. Ja, precis, tillsammans. Vi ska se här, nästa... Nästa vecka kommer avsnitt 12 och sen veckan efter det är det The Reunion.
Oh,
okay. Så, vi hörs snart.
Ja. Yeah.
Okay.
Peace.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.